Greetings, 20-siders, and welcome to ADHD D&D, a Dungeons & Dragons gameplay podcast and part of the Geek Wolfpack Network. This is a new campaign launching in May of 2020 with the cast you know and love and some new additions. The original campaign will still continue, and episodes will be tagged as ADHD D&D Classic. Here in ADHD D&D, you'll follow the adventures of Eric the Ranger, played by T. Morris, Ashamay the Barbarian, played by Pip Ballantyne, Kara the Shapeshifter, played by Sonic Boom, a.k.a. Serena, a.k.a. Sunny, Shade Nightshadow the Murder Hobbit, played by Brandon Wolf, a.k.a. Thermal Wolf, Luna, played by Dr. Stacia Kelly, Talos the Monk, played by me, Nick Kelly, Mora, played by Megan, Blind Wizard Roy, played by Blind Gamer Steve, and the Master of Squirrel Herding, played by our straight man Dungeon Master Ron. So sit back and enjoy the adventure.
All right.
Okay. Cats.
61. Cats. Let's see.
Do you want them to run up there or come with you?
Well, they see Talos and they go, "Let's play." So let's go with Viola first.
Okay. Let's see if she can get up there. It's 120 feet. What is her normal movement? 40, so 80 and 30. He is just out of range.
So leap?
Even with the leap, he's just out of range.
Oh, shoot. Okay, then if they can't go, if they're out of range, what about the ones in the back? Bad boys in the back.
I'm checking on.
They are not out of range.
Bast is in the same boat.
Yeah.
The ones in the back are not going to be a problem to get to.
Then I will put Viola.
Yeah,
on she can get faithful. Yeah, I'll put Viola on faithful one.
Okay.
All right,
Vi. You got a top 87, Vi. That's your record.
All right. Don't talk to me about records. I'll give you my record. All right.
AC is 21.
AC is 21, and yep. And yep.
65.
Which is not 87, if my math is correct.
That's
yeah. Okay, that was more than the full move to get there. She can't do the extra attack, but I think Bast is in the same boat.
Bast is in the same boat. That's
yeah, he just it's his normal pounce, no extra attack.
All right.
Might as well get the same guy.
They like being zoomies.
That's true. Hang on. I'll go ahead and get the same guy. So I'll get him over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll get him over there and... let's see.
That is Zoomy Lion and Zoomy Tiger.
Zoomy, Zoomy, Zoomy! Zoomies! I love Zoomies! And let's see if they hit with 21. And...
Break some records, boom. Bass. Break some records.
Yay!
Crits right out of the gate.
Crits right out of the gate. That's my boy.
Those all hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
91.
Did you
91. Did you not a new record for Bast, but 91.
Dead low end, though.
Did you catnip these two right before, like at like 7:15? Like, what happened? This is great.
All right, Ashamay.
Stygian Blade time? Can I hustle up there?
Stygian Blade, or I think you can only do one around. Either the Stygian Blade or the hustle.
I got to hustle up there.
Okay.
My boy Talos is, you know, face all to face by himself. God. All by himself. Yeah. I don't think he wants to be all by himself.
I'm either going to be an icon or a welcome mat. It's going to come down to that.
Pretty
and I will hustle myself up there to my friend Talos.
Okay.
And the god who's flat on his back.
I'm going to kick him in the nuts. I mean...
Yeah, fixation with... I'm not even sure what's going on right now.
So essentially that gives her an extra... So you normally you've got one move, your standard, and you get an extra move from the haste. So you've got three move actions.
So can I...
3x, stay put right now. I gotta measure some stuff. 3x on 30 feet, so 90 feet.
Well, plus haste, right?
That's including the haste.
I don't have to be too close to him because I've got a big...
That's true. That is very
right
true.
Right there, that puts him in range, right?
You're good. 90 feet. You hustle up there.
God, I've... Do.
Ashimee is looming over you.
Listen, young emo barbarian, I've never been more impressed with you in my life than the fact that you just made it that far.
I hustled, man.
Played
you
armor.
The disco lights that came on, and then I did the little sideways cross leg.
I just assumed it was my life flashing before my eyes because I decided to just go punch a god in his kneecap. But okay.
You know, punch a god in the nads. All right. I mean,
all right, so you're still good for a standard attack.
A standard attack. Tussle doesn't count as a charge, does it?
Well, that could still be a standard charge. Yeah.
Okay.
Hustle just gave you extra movement.
Okay.
It can't be a full charge, but you could certainly do the leaping charge.
Oh, so when I'm doing standard attack, should I be picking charge large or?
Yeah.
Charge large. Okay. Charge large.
No reason not to. It gives you an extra +2 to hit, and doubles your number of dice you throw in the damage roll.
Do the hustle. Oh, I couldn't rage while I was up there. No, because I had to.
Yeah.
I'll get angry. I'm sure I'm going to get angry very shortly. Possibly because my friend made me come up here and fight a god, but you know.
Aw, and you missed by...
Okay, now I'm angry.
3. Now you're really angry.
That's going to go over well.
Hey, I gave the god another target, so I suppose...
Okay, George?
Oh, George. He can't get up there, though, can he?
Do you want me to follow... Can he follow the cat? Can he follow the cat?
Let me see what George's speed is.
Yeah, George looks like he's...
George is 60 feet, normally, per move action. So 120 would get him there.
But then he won't be able to get
there.
But would he be able to do anything when he got there?
Yeah, if he's got pounce.
I feel like George against the god is probably a bit of a choice. I'm going to send him back with the cats. Go run back there and see if there's anybody else to attack back there.
Go eat a lizard.
Go eat a lizard. The cats already have eaten a couple. Is there one right next to Sebastian?
Yeah, there's one right there.
Yeah, go get that one.
All right, move George over there.
Okay.
Tastes like chicken.
Shade, you're going to get to backstab this dude next round, 100%.
George! Attack. Attack, George. George, attack. Pounce on that guy.
He's going to bitch slap me, but that's all good.
Does the first one get him?
Their AC 21. They all hit.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, George.
All the four-legged people are having a good day.
54.
That's a record for George.
Well, George.
Wow, we're getting all sorts of records tonight.
All the critters are...
Let's hope the record isn't, we shouldn't have punched a god in the nads. I mean...
I'm going to update the board.
But, you know, it was Talos, so...
50. Yeah. And to be fair, I did try and hit him in the nads, but I missed. So that counts. I mean, for me, right?
Yeah.
I meant to miss.
Mora is going to do a doom.
So there's a carryover philosophy that for Talos, which is if you're facing me, then my wizard friend can concoct all kind of stuff and, you know, nuke you from orbit. Which he's pretty much found out, if you're facing me, this little murder dude, like, can do bad things to your kidneys. So it's just sort of a carryover of the same philosophy. It's just, plus it's an excuse, every new scar is an excuse to get another tattoo. So there you go.
Aw, okay, only one took full damage, the other three take half.
71?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot.
So, 176 is their total damage output for the round.
She's dangerous. Yeah, she's a creature of destruction for sure.
He loves it. All right, who's going to get hit? Kara had attacked her, so she's going to do a full attack on Kara. That is... Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 swings with a longsword and a tail slap.
Oh, man, I should not have just clicked over to Discord and seen what this thing is that I just punched.
You can't take the punch back now.
No, nah, I just decided.
It's been punched.
Yeah, decided to punch Neptune in the balls. So here we go.
Yep.
This is where we
live. Was he wearing his cup? Was he wearing his cod piece?
God, I hope not.
Okay. All right. So, Kara, you got hit twice. Once with a crit with the sword, and once with the tail slap.
Damn.
Crit with the sword.
Picture of him looks like he is actually holding his balls.
He is, doesn't he? He looks, and he's blue. Make your joke right there. Pip, there's your
35 damage from the sword.
Ouch.
Can heal that.
And 18 from the tail slap. And the tail slap is always grabs.
Bruh.
So you need a grapple check. Grapple. Tackle it? Grapple.
Tackle and grapple, yes.
Pain.
Oh, that didn't roll. Or did it?
It said...
It didn't roll. What the hell? Oh, D20. I missed the D. There we go.
It says you rolled a 1.
It says you rolled negative 1.
So she got grappled.
Bruh.
Grabbed Angel.
Yoinked out of the air.
Somebody needs to stab it.
Okay. Faithful 2. Electric Boogaloo. Single swing at best.
Item.
That's it.
All right, roll into confirm. It's still gonna confirm. All right, Bass gets hit for that 38. Ouch.
That's gonna sting a bit.
Yep. All right, Roy, you're up.
Okay.
You and Mr. Peabody.
The guard's still down, so if you want to kick him in the nuts as well, that's a great time.
You want a shock treatment?
The one I want to use so badly, I can't because...
We're in the way?
Yeah.
You could throw a time stop.
Yes, that would be great. Leave him on his back so we can punch him in the balls some more.
Wait, do I even have that?
You do.
Have that. Oh. Oh, I should be fair. I did not have it prepared.
Okay. What was your fourth? I had you with the wish, greater dimension jumper, power word kill, and time stop. Then you used the wish.
Wait, hold on. I had 5 listed here.
So that's probably a mistake on my part that I'm missing a 5th. You have a P, which lets you cast one that you'd already cast once. It doesn't add a extra choice.
Okay. I don't know. I just sort of had that. Like, I have one prepared for Dimension Jumper, yep. Meteor Swarm, Power Word Kill, Prismatic Sphere.
Meteor Swarm. That's your other one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the one I was considering doing, but if I did, it's going to do 66 damage, 40 feet anywhere near the target.
Yeah, that's fine.
Big bottom booms.
You can res us.
Talos is fine with that.
Yeah, Talos can dodge.
66 won't kill me by a long stretch.
Ashame, can you take 66 fire damage?
You don't have to hit her.
Well, no, that's what, like, okay, so, because I looked it up.
Or is it centered on where it hits?
It says if you, okay, so a meteor swarm is very powerful, but the meteor, okay. 4 2-foot diameter spheres spring up from your monster's hand and stretch in streak lines to the spot you select. If you aim a sphere at a specific creature, you may make a ranged touch attack to strike the target with the meteor. Any creature struck by one of these spheres takes 2d6 points of bludgeoning damage, no save, and receives no saving throw against the sphere's fire damage. If a targeted sphere misses its target, it simply explodes at the nearest corner of the target space, You may aim more than 1 meter at the same target. Once the sphere reaches destination, explodes a 40-foot radius spread, dealing 66 damage.
Oh, yeah, you're going to fuck me up.
Yeah,
so
they can't dodge that. Yeah, you can't. Oh, wait, you know what, though? You got to remember that you are the master. You can shape any spell.
You could make it into a ray.
Yeah.
Oh.
And just hit him in the corner.
Yeah, you hit him right in the hammer.
True. Okay. So yeah,
which is way above my head, which would not hit me.
Just for giggles, the 40-foot thing detonating on him is that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It looks cool. I'm just saying, looks cool.
Do we risk it for the biscuit?
I don't see why you wouldn't. You're the archmage.
Yeah. Turn into a ray.
If I could do it where I don't hit my friends, or at least give them a chance to dodge.
Well, recall, it is Master of Shaping. You can alter the effect of any spell as you cast it. Burst, cone, cylinder, emanation, or spread. You create spaces within the spell's area of effect that are not subject to the spell.
Can I basically shape the fire into basically a column around the god?
Yeah. Basically,
it's like it just shoots like.
Or the way that reads
it shoots
is
up, not out.
So the way that reads, you're gonna cast it. It's gonna explode like it is, but you're gonna carve out a cone that is unaffected. That includes your friends.
Yes,
it's so crazy, yeah, that'd be dude. Nice. Roy's the fucking best. He's so cool.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
All right.
Do I have to move to get closer to it? Because I was going to throw Greater Dimension Jumper just to be able to get me there, because that takes up a swift action and not an actual move action.
What's the
range on destruction?
Let me check Meteor Swarm's time or range.
Yeah.
Range. Never mind. 400 feet plus 40 feet per level.
You can do it right from where you're at.
Yeah, I can do it right from where I'm at.
It's the what's the strike with the servitor at the end? What keeps casting the fire unless you're behind?
It's the Warden Servitor, but I don't remember what it's.
Yeah.
Warden of Nothing.
Warden of Nothing, yeah. Yeah, that's what
Warden
it is.
Warden of Nothing. All right. Let's do it. Okay. I'm going to cast it. Oh, God. Please let this work.
All right. So his touch AC, where he's a giant freaking target and he can't dodge, is 8 right now.
What?
Yeah, but he can't, he can't dodge at all, and there's no save for it, so he automatically will get 2d6.
Oh, no, I mean, you're going to do the touch attack version, throw him right at him, so his touch AC is 8.
All right, let's give it a try. I'm trying to cast it. Oh, click on a target. Okay, never mind. Yeah, okay, click target. Click target 2. I'm going to click the target.
Mm-hmm.
Click target 3. And target 4.
Does he get the +2 attack bonus?
He does.
Oh, do I? Okay, so concentration DC 15 plus spell level, or?
No, just hit enter on that one. And if it asks you for
there's your attack bonus. Yep,
two,
here we go.
2.
2. Do I have to put a plus in front of it, or just 2?
No, just don't put a plus. That'll break it.
Okay.
All right, so all of them get him. The fire, he would have spell resistance against. His spell resistance is 32. All right, so he's gonna take all the bludgeoning damage.
Damn.
And none of the fire damage. Good thing your buds didn't take it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Would I have known that he was resistant to fire?
No, but it's not that he's resistant to fire. He's resistant to all magic.
Oh, okay.
But you missed it only by 5. Had you rolled a 13 or higher on your caster level check, you would have got him.
Damn.
So well okay. played. Well played.
Well played.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I felt like I just basically just gave a pinprick to a god, so...
What about Mr. Peabody?
I mean, okay, I guess Peabody, because I know the gods, I don't want him to swing at the god. or I don't want the god to swing at Peabody because he's a small target. So I think I'm going to have him help out
against the remaining villains. Yeah, there's plenty there.
The animals.
And how about the animals? So I'm going to have him attack Faithful too.
Okay.
And let me just see what he has prepped.
Man, we're close, Ashmae. It's about the moment of truth.
We shall see what happens.
Oh shoot! I don't know if I reset Peabody's thing. If I had to use Lightning Ray,
he hasn't used any today.
Okay, then yeah, I'm going to use that.
Okay.
Target. Hopefully, there we go.
Get him, Peabody.
Does he get an attack bonus or no?
Two.
Two. Cool.
Under the same spells you are.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Damn, Peabody.
Peabody, the animals are feeling their oats.
Zap. Okay. Kara.
Well, once he heard, once Roy heard electricity damage, I was like, oh, I know what Peabody's going to do.
Yeah. Okay, so you're grappled, but you got a light weapon, so you can still attack with it. Or you can shape change, or...
No, I'll just attack something. So I'll attack this one.
Okay, the one that's got you grappled.
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber. It doesn't care. Zing, zing.
Snip, snip.
Those both hit, too.
Yeah, all right, so the first one killed it. She's free. Second one, I guess you want to hit this thing?
Which thing?
There's one just to your left.
Yeah.
Okay, and you get one more attack because of the haste, and you haven't moved this round.
Okay. Is it a full attack for that?
This one won't be a full. It'll just be one more swing. And it's a crit.
Oh, that's a good attack right there.
Well, see, done, girl.
46.
No means no, motherfucker.
All right.
All right.
Desaeus is going to have to spend his move action standing up.
I enjoyed this campaign, everybody. I really like Talos. Hopefully, I'll be able to play him.
Hey, is somebody coming back?
You guys are right there. I'm debating whether he's going to hit you with the melee weapon or if he would try to throw one of his spells. I'm going to go with a melee attack. Let's first. Go. He doesn't know.
I'm good.
You're right there. I think that makes more sense.
He could always do neither.
He had a tactic for...
He's dizzy. He's not sure what he's doing.
Well, see, he had a tactic for... where's my head?
Can we do a roll to see if I remind him of his old pet cat and he's afraid to hit me? Like, that would be great. Yeah.
So he had tactics aligned for if...
Ooh, shit.
You guys weren't right up here.
All right, let's go.
All right. Additional attack bonus, none. Oh, that is really not doing what it's supposed to do. Very curious. Okay. So AC 43, Talos, does that hit you?
42. He hits me twice.
Well, it's only just the one swing. It rolled all of them.
Oh, yeah, because he had to get back up.
Yep.
Yeah, 43 hits me. It's cool. If it disintegrates me like Thanos' snap, it's cool. I'm good. I'm on board. I'm on board with anything that happens right now.
It is a pretty big, it's a giant energy warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
45 points of damage.
Huh. Okay, I laugh at him.
All right.
Jeez!
Ashabe would too.
You call
that damage?
You call That's yourself not damage. A, you call yourself a god?
Have you met?
We say yes. Roy, I need another D8.
Okay. Oh wait, no, that's our. It was gonna cast another meteor storm again.
I'm still over 300 hit points.
A three.
If someone's gonna punch someone in the face,
that's
80 points of electricity damage.
Yes, that they are not impervious to electricity damage.
These things are not.
Holy shit. If we can keep doing that every round, I can keep doing this for like plenty of time. Let's keep going.
I can do this all day.
All right, Kat.
I can.
Lilland.
That excites me. That was all we did. That's all that God did to us in this round.
In this round, he had to get his ass off the ground first.
And we have plenty of opportunities to knock him back on his ass, Ashmay. And oh, by the way, we didn't unleash the fucking murder hobbit on him yet. So
surprise, murder hobbit!
Bast got missed. Another D8, Roy.
Okay.
These guys like flailing themselves into the...
They're hurling themselves at the wall. They're seeing the trouble. They want to get out there and save
them. Another three, bitches!
They're deity.
80. Electricity damage.
They're going mano a mano with their deity and they're not liking it.
No.
Mm.
Eat.
Keep rolling threes, right? That's like, at the worst, it's 40 points.
Yep.
And the animals, by the way, have like plenty of chew toys just lining up.
They're the MVPs of this fight so far.
I love the fact that the animals plus my like the Peabody is like it just feels like so cool. I need like that artwork needs to happen.
It's like if Dr. Doolittle told all his animals to have a go.
What was that one, Ron? Right.
Viola got hit for 17.
Someone ruffled her fur.
Yeah. You know, it's closest. Like, Roy and Luna are both super close to the animals, too. So one of them can attack and the other can be like, all that damage you just did, never mind. So
true.
Mm.
Good thing Kara's got lots of hit points.
I've got a spell to throw at a god.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, you really want the win. You really want the kill on this one.
Kara, you got missed 4 times. By the longsword, and then here comes the tail slap.
Bruh.
Miss.
Bruh. Well, right. He got tired.
Another D8, Roy.
Okay, come on, another three. Give me another three.
Come on.
A one. Ah, dang it. Okay,
so that's the fire.
That's the fire.
I
fell into a burning wall of fire.
Burn, 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 and the faithful will expire.
Still nice. takes it all, though.
One more.
Yep.
One more? Okay.
Yep. Last one.
Even Brandon knows that song.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, here comes the Myrtle Hobbit. Right. Oh, you're in for it now, God.
Fort save or die.
Roll a one, please. Oh, that's low.
I don't think I watched that movie.
It is
that
low.
Did not survive.
Yes!
He got killed by a wall.
Insta death. Yes.
All right.
That was the best.
All right, this is not working. He's going to throw.
I'm so glad my DM made me think of it.
Another will save at our
oops.
All right, Mora resists the hallucinatory terrain.
Yeah.
Well, and we go to the murder hobbit.
All right, trifecta, let's go.
We give you
unleash the murder hobbits.
He's got haste, so he should be able to get.
Let them fight.
Flanking right, I hope.
Yeah, 110.
I'm thinking he's probably going to ask.
Hey
Shade.
The dog to jump up on the throne.
Hey Shade.
I mean,
the god up.
That's for you. Is that like? Is that a jump check?
For Emma, yeah.
Okay, that's the wrong character sheet. Hold on.
If you don't do it, Dad and I are right behind.
Oh,
you.
I'm going right back to kneecapping the shit out of this motherfucker in a second. It's. Yeah.
All right. Emma leaps up onto the back of the throne with you.
Great.
Where you lock eyes simultaneously with both the monk and the barbarian somehow. We'll write it later.
Okay.
All right. So AC is in full flank for you. Was going to drop him to AC 37.
God, okay, and it's full sneak, right?
Yep.
Great.
His plus AC's two. Totally built on his time. Yeah, plus two attack. Yeah.
Great. And then anything for damage?
No.
No.
All right. Three, two, one.
First two are going to be reduced by the lawful protection.
Right.
But then you're going to bypass it on all of the other ones.
You only hit one. All right,
so 29 misses, 30 misses, 34 misses. The 41 hits, it's crit, would be 82. It's reduced by 20. 62, 17 misses.
You only hit.
33 is also a miss. All right.
So
Shade stabs him for 62.
Yeah, but
you get one more stab.
Yes. That should at least help. Yeah, that should at least
help. Yeah, that does.
Okay, now both of your swords are... both of your swords are attuned to him.
Oh, perfect. I was one away from greatness.
I love that, seeing that little chunk of health bar go down.
All right, Talos. Full attack again. Time, huh?
Okay, hey, remember when you just hit me?
Yep.
My turn.
Do I need to move to do a charge? I don't need to move to do a charge check, right? Just everything's full attack?
Yeah, you don't need to do your full attack. Yeah. Full attack plus one.
I feel bad for the guards outside this thing. They're going to have to clean this all up once we leave.
They'll just collapse the pocket dimension if everything's dead.
Oh, well, hey. No fuss, no muss.
Where's the... collapse the pocket dimension cleaning service.
Yeah.
That's three hits.
And how much did they charge?
Actually, the 32 yeah. will hit, too, because of the flank.
Oh, the last
do
one?
They,
last
do one they charge by dimension or by word spell? Like,
they charge one patron deity.
Ah, right.
Yeah, there you go.
113.
And I get one more standard attack.
Yep.
113, motherfuckers! I just pushed a god for 113 points of damage. I'm so excited. I am so stoked right now. Ah!
A monk just punched a god.
Again.
Again, yeah.
Oh, how far we've come.
Talos never would have done that. Or, what's his name? Phyrexus never would have done
that. Phyrexus could never.
And he got it for another 23. All right, so somebody can heal 10. Yourself, probably. You're the only one damaged.
Yeah,
so
I'm the
far.
Only one hurt. Yeah, let's do. Hey, by the way, hey, God, hey, deity, hey, asshole. All that shit you just did to me?
Gosh.
Watch those wounds heal up. You're nothing. I'm totally right, taunting this god on purpose because I want him all of his attention on me.
Okay.
I think you're getting it.
Well, he just proved that he can't kill me and around, so let's keep going. Like,
oh lord,
at least none of the ones where he has to get back up.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Like my mentality. Hey man, if you could have killed me, you would have killed me. Let's go. Thank you for listening to ADHD D&D, a Dungeons & Dragons gaming podcast and a proud part of the Geek Wolfpack Network. You can reach us at geekwolfpackpodcast@gmail.com, at geekwolfpackpod on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. Also, you can leave us voicemail at 540-987-0827 and let us know what you think about the new format and what we've been doing with our characters. We look forward to hearing from you, and feedback is always welcome.